Hello everybody, I'm recording this offline because this is a short flight. It's the third flight in the US and Canada tour. Hopefully this only got a couple stops in Canada because I have no idea where we are or where we're going because it's Canada. So we're in like Sound Prairie and going to CNK4, which I have no idea where it is because AirNav does not have AirNav does not have any anything under CNK4, so I have no idea what it is. But I do know it doesn't have a I know CNK4 does not have a clearance. It has FSS though, it's an interesting PF3 is interesting with FSS. Definitely realistic, but it's the first time I've ever encountered that, and we will encounter that when we get on our next flight. Because I just bought the Audio Environment General Aviation sound pack, we will be testing this with the Beechcraft King Air 300-350, since Worldwide Virtual doesn't care what aircraft you fly. I'm throwing realism out the window. I hope I can land. I should be able to land at CNK4 because it is a small airport. I don't think simulator cares about the size of the runway anyway. We will still probably be able to take off out of here, even though like this is a large airport. King Airs probably don't take off from this place. So we are going to continue with our checklist. I'm going to turn on the panel lights because it is nighttime. Panel lights on.
The panel lights are on.
As required.
Avionics on. Transponder on standby.
Confirm.
COM 2 set to the emergency frequency of
121.5.
COM 2 set to 121.5. Check weather.
I'm just going to go ahead and use the active sky weather. I do have the frequency right here for PF3, but we already heard the PF3 a number of times. And I already know what the active sky is, so I don't need to go look it up. Going to 1220.
Going to 122.0.
Charlie, Yankee, Zulu. Airport information, uniform 0100. Zulu, weather, wind 330. At 14, gusting 226. Visibility 10. Sky condition, few clouds at 3,700. Ceiling 5,800. Overcast. Temperature -8. Dew point -16. Altimeter 3030. Advise on initial contact. You have information.
We have
uniform.
The
Charlie, Yankee, Zulu,
airport setting.
Altimeter 3030.
Okay, 30.30. Set and checked. Request IFR clearance.
Alright, I'm gonna take a look at my trusty frequency file here to see what
worldwide
the
cargo one profile. FSS TF3 underscore fixed TF3 deep spits your micro worldwide profile. FTF3 underscore fixed TF3 updated. Time step equals 120. Clearance equals 121.3.
121.3.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Going to 1213.
Going to 121.3.
Turn off, and then hit 0.
Clearance King Air, November, Zulu, 26, IFR, 2, Charlie, November, Kilo, 4, with information, Victor.
Roger, King Air, November, Zulu, 26, clear to Charlie, November, Kilo, 4, climb and maintain, 5,000, it is at 17,000, 10 minutes after departure. Squaw 6562 departure 129.6.
Maintain 5,000. 17,000 intent. Squawk 6562 departure frequency 129.6. November 26.
Avionics off. The fuel condition lever should be set to the off.
King Air, November, Zulu, 26, we have correct ground 118.0 when ready to
set
activate.
Color pitch to low RPM.
118.0 November 26.
Anti lights off. Piton heater off. Landing lights off.
Ground
taxi
King Air
off.
November 26. Ready to taxi.
Beacon light off.
Beacon light off. No smoking signs.
King Air, November, Zulu 2-6, stand by. King Air, November, Zulu 2-6, taxi to runway 33, right.
Navigation lights on.
Roger.
The navigation
taxi lights runway 33, right, November, Zulu 2-6.
Resume checklist.
Are we ready for the before startup checklist?
Ground west 605, ready to taxi.
Anti-ice is required.
Anti-ice off.
WestJet 605, taxi to runway and hold runway 33, right.
Doors.
Taxi to runway and hold runway 33, right. WestJet 605.
Captain, do you wish to start the car's login system at this? Understood. Are the passenger seat belts adjusted?
Affirmative.
Flight controls.
Confirm.
Beacon light on.
Beacon light on.
Beacon light on. The before startup checklist has been completed.
Resume checklist.
Are we ready for the startup checklist?
Ground Air Canada 942, ready to taxi.
Engine area is clear.
Confirm.
Air Canada 942, taxi to runway and hold runway 33, right.
Taxi to runway and hold runway 33, right. Air Canada 942.
Fuel condition lever on low idle. Fire up number one.
Fire up number one.
Starting number one. Waiting for fuel flow on number one. Confirming oil pressure number one. Engine number one generator on.
Number one generator on.
Engine number one generator is on and checked. Fire up number two.
Fire up number two.
Starting number two. Waiting for fuel flow on number two.
Definitely some interesting stuff here. Awesome. Sound
confirming
awesome.
Oil pressure number two. Engine number two generator on. Confirming that the battery is charging. Check engine instruments.
Confirm.
The startup checklist has been completed. Are we ready for the before taxi checklist?
Affirmative.
Taxi lights on.
Taxi lights on.
The taxi lights are on. Avionics on.
Avionics on.
Avionics are now on and checked. Autopilot off. Flight instruments.
Confirm.
Check engine instruments.
Confirm.
Flight director on.
Flight director on. Flight director on.
The flight director is on. Yaw damper.
Yaw damper on.
Yaw damper set and checked. Auto feather on.
Auto feather on.
The auto feather is on. Request taxi clearance.
We have clearance.
Head indicator set to take off heading.
King Air, November, Zulu 2-6. Say again?
King Air, November, Zulu 2-6. Taxi to runway 33, right.
Make heading 33.
330. Roger. Navigation equipment.
Confirm.
The before taxi checklist has been completed. Are we ready for the taxi checklist?
Affirmative.
Captain, we are clear on the right.
Confirm.
Are we clear on the left? Release parking brakes.
Release parking brakes.
Parking brakes have been released. We are ready to taxi.
Mike, let's taxi
the taxi
one
checklist
way
has been
right.
Completed. Roger. I will taxi into position and hold.
King Air, November, Zulu 2-6, contact tower on 118.35.
118.35, King Air, November, Zulu 2-6.
Yeah, see, and
tower,
we hear
King Air, November, Zulu 2-6, runway 33, right, ready for departure.
And, yeah, it's probably not the best thing to be hearing with a King Air, but whatever.
King Air, November, Zulu 2-6, runway 33, right, hold for traffic.
King Air, November, Zulu 2-6.
Okay, so they got a hold for traffic. Okay, but we're still going to do
Air Canada, 404 winds, checklist.
Cleared for takeoff, Air Canada, 404.
King Air, November, 206, line up the plane, runway, right.
Affirmative.
Roger, King Air, November, Zulu, 26.
VTOL heater set as required.
VTOL heater on.
VTOL heater on. Flight controls.
Confirm.
Propeller's pitch is set to high RPM.
Set propeller pitch to high RPM.
The propeller pitches are set to high RPM. The fuel condition lever should be set to high idle. Elevator trim set for takeoff. Elevator properly set for takeoff. Engine number 1. Engine number 2 generator on.
1290.6. Air Canada 404. Good day.
Autopilot off. Captain. Ensure that the flaps are set for takeoff.
7 winds, straight so by, at 2-2, cleared for takeoff. Runway, right.
Cleared, takeoff, uniform, 287. Tower, Air Canada, 942, at 5 miles, 4, landing.
Air Canada, 942, continue approach.
Flaps set
continue deploying. Present heading, Air Canada, 942.
Avionics set for departure.
Confirm.
Air Canada, 942 winds, 32 by at 22, altimeter is 0026, clear to land, runway 33 left.
Clear to land, runway 33 left, Air Canada, 942.
King Air, November 026, winds, 32 by at 22, runway 33 right, cleared for takeoff, flight heading 340.
Fly heading 340.
Cleared for takeoff. Fly heading 340. November
Roger.
Zulu 26.
Please check the status of the annunciators and radio stack. Landing lights on.
Landing lights on.
Uniform 287.
The landing lights on.
Taxi lights
on.
Taxi lights off.
129.
Taxi lights
uniform
off. Strobe lights on.
Good day.
Strobe lights on.
The strobe lights are on. Transponder on. Auto.
Tower near Canada. Meet.
The transponder is on auto. Confirm
Canada,
captain's clock is down.
Continue approach. Continue present.
The before takeoff checklist
Canada,
has been completed. Do you want me to perform the takeoff and climb out checklist?
Yes, please.
Air Canada, 8-2-8-2-8-2-4. Altimeter is 1026. Clear to land. Runway 33 right. Clear to land. Runway 33 right. Air Canada, 8-2-8.
Parking brakes have been released. We are ready to roll.
Airspeed 300.
Asked me to do this
Charlie
after we are airborne, and I will be happy to comply.
Next available taxiway, contact ground on
118.0, when clear of the active. Next available taxiway, contact ground, when clear of the active. Charlie, 546.
Alright, so... let's see how awesome this baby sounds.
And one.
Oh, damn.
Rotate.
Tower, Air Canada, 467, at 5 miles, 4, landing.
Air Canada, 467, continue present heading.
Continue present heading, Air Canada, 467.
V2.
Oh, looking like it was having trouble getting off the ground there.
Positive rate of climb. Gear up, the landing lights are off. Flaps up and trim. Aircraft clean, autopilot on, altitude hold on, heading hold on.
Airspeed 300.
King Air, November 026. Contact departure 129.6.
129.6. November Zulu 26. Good day. Departure King Air, November Zulu 26. Is with you. Out of 1,500 or 5,000 IFR.
King Air, November, Zulu, 26, Roger, radar contact altimeter is 1026.
2000,
November,
meter,
Zulu, 26.
King Air, November, Zulu, 26, turn right heading 360.
Flight heading 360.
Right 360, November, Zulu, 26.
Canada 926, turn left heading 065.
Is that turbulence here, or is that
left heading 085, Air Canada 526.
Air Canada 942, turn right heading 330.
Turn right heading 330, Air Canada 942.
TF3 underscore fixed contact worldwide cargo 1 column 3 worldwide cost.
Are we climbing here?
Only selected W93 only selected connected. Scheduled depart red only.
Current heading 360.
Depart time red only. Select arrive time flight time red only. In-flight information proving position air red only. Selected 103.
King Air November Zulu 26. Resume on navigation.
2100195.
Resume GPS navigation.
Roger. Resume on navigation. November Zulu 26.
Resuming GPS navigation.
King Air November Zulu 26. Climb to 8000.
Oh shit.
Out of 4,504, 8,000, November, Zulu, 2,6.
I hope this flight plan, since I made it in Simbrief with a...
5,000, 2,100, even.
Uniform 287, turn right heading 150. Turn right head 150, uniform 287. Air Canada 942, turn left heading 060.
Since I made it...
Turn left heading 060, Air Canada 942.
Simbrief for a leader, I hope that it's not going to make me try to go further than this aircraft can handle.
6,000, 2,200,
193. Worldwide cargo, one column, worldwide cargo, flight time red only, select three only, selected climbing. Flight fade red only, three only, selected climb, flight fade red only, selected 6,294, three only, selected climbing. Microsoft flight simulator X.
King Air, November, Zulu, 2,6, climb and maintain 1,000, no speed restriction.
Climb and maintain
out of 7,000, bore 1,000, no speed restriction. November, Roger. Zulu, 2,6.
7,000, 2,200, 192.
Air Canada 942, turn left heading 110.
Left heading 110, Air Canada 942.
Spot view.
8,000, 2,300, 194.
Interesting. Cockpit view.
King Air, November, Zulu, 2,6, contact Toronto Center on 134.85.
134.85, November, Zulu, 2,6, good day. Toronto Center, King Air, November, Zulu, 2,6, is with you, out of 9,000, bore 1,000 IFR.
Roger, King Air, November, Zulu, 2,6, altimeter is 1,026.
Altimeter 1,026.
1,026, done.
Toronto Center, Air Canada 942 is with you, out of 9,200.
Roger, Air Canada 942, altimeter is 1026.
Is that checking happening because I'm going at max speed, or is that...
Air Canada 942.
Toronto Center, Air Canada 404 is with you. Out of flight level 230.
Air Canada 404, roger. King Air, November 0026, climb to 13,000.
Climb
out of 10,500, bore 13,000, November, Zulu 26.
11,000, 2,000 even, 191.
I'm kind of scared that it's gonna, ATC is gonna make me go up to something.
King Air, November 0026, climb and maintain 17,000.
Climb to
17,000. Out of 1,500, bore 17,000, November, Zulu 26.
12,000, 2,300, 189er.
Toronto Center, Air Canada 882, with you, level flight level 250.
Air Canada 882, roger.
Is like Air Canada
Toronto
the only,
Center, Alpha Romeo 96 is with you,
airline
level flight level 300.
Alpha Romeo 96, roger. There's gotta be more airlines than that. Get flight time to destination.
Estimated flying time to Charlie, November, Kilo, 4, 45 minutes. Estimated time of arrival, 228 UTC. Our total fuel quantity is 472 gallons, 1787 liters, 14,000, 2,200, 184. crossing over India Kilo Lima Echo November. 15,000, 2200, 181. $16,000, 2,000 even, 178.
Toronto Center Delta 819, outline level 310.
My name is Mike. I am the first officer on this flight.
Toronto Central, 768, with you, flight level 300.
We just crossed over the city of Pottageville. Those sitting on the right side of the aircraft might be able to see the lights of one landing airport. For those of you sitting on the left, if you look backwards, you might be able to see the glow from the lights of Tottenham and in addition the glow from the lights of Shelburne and Mansfield, coming up momentarily. We'll be heading over the city of Alliston in less than 2 minutes. Thank you, 17,700, 184, level of 17,000. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your first officer speaking. We have reached our planned cruising altitude of 17,000 feet. Our current ground speed is 390 kilometers per hour, or 242 miles per hour.
That's pretty slow.
Our estimated flying time to Parry Sound will be approximately 36 minutes. Captain, I recommend that we execute the cruise checklist. Do you want me to run through the cruise checklist?
Toronto Center Sierra Bravo Juliet Charlie, flight level 330.
Thank you.
Roger Sierra Bravo Juliet Charlie.
Check airspeed.
Get current airspeed.
Current airspeed 262 knots.
Airspeed 300.
Roger. Airspeed 300.
Get current airspeed.
Current airspeed 262 knots.
I guess it's about as fast as it's going to go in this weather or something. Confirm.
Auto feather off.
Auto feather off.
The auto feather is off. Check engine instruments.
Confirm.
Check engine temperatures.
Get current engine temperature. Get engine temperature. I wonder if there's a way to actually check that manually. Confirm.
Verify fuel quantity.
Fuel quantity.
Our total fuel quantity is 462 gallons, 1749 liters. Radio is set.
Confirm.
Check autopilot.
Autopilot on.
Toronto Center, Air Canada 942, about 1000.
Roger, Air Canada 942, altimeter is 1026.
1026, Air Canada 942.
Toronto Center, Air Canada 195 is with you, level at 1000. Air Canada 195, Roger, altimeter is 1026. 1026, Air Canada 195. King Air, November 2026, descend to 10,000 at pilot's discretion.
A tenth one?
Out of 17,410,000 at pilot's discretion, November 226.
Descend to 10,000.
Descend and maintain 10,000. Roger. The local transition altitude is 18,000 feet.
At pilot's discretion, eh? Well, I'll just go down there, and it'll make it easier to, we descending or what? Get current altitude.
Current altitude, 16,170 feet. Captain, this might be a good time to do the descent checklist. 16,000, minus 1,000.
Get flight time to destination.
Estimated flying time to Charlie, November, Kilo, 4, 29 minutes. Estimated time of arrival, 217 UTC. Setting airspeed to 180. Anti-ice as required.
Anti-ice off.
De-ice set. Piton heater set as required.
As required.
Auto feather on.
Auto feather on.
The auto feather is on. The fuel condition lever should be set to high idle. Check engine instruments. 15,000.
Confirm.
Minus 1,900. 232. Radio is set.
Confirm.
Prepare the arrival data for Charlie, November, Kilo, 4, transition altitude 18,000 feet. The descent checklist has been completed.
Air Canada 942, climb 214,000.
Climb 214,000, Air Canada 942.
Toronto Center, FedEx, tray 18 out of flight level, tray 20.
Roger, FedEx,
318. 14,000, minus 1,900, 212.
Definitely hear a difference when you ascend and descend. That's a little muffled now that the, I guess the nose is angled downward.
-13,000, minus 1,800, 204.
Toronto Center, Charlie Bravo, Juliet, Zulf is with you at 9,000.
Roger, Charlie Bravo, Juliet, all
distance to destination
is 1026.
Distance to Charlie, November.
1026, Charlie Bravo, Juliet, Zulf.
832 feet.
832.
Window over tunnel. Calculator window.
12,000 minus 1,800. 202.
Display is 2,832.
2,832.
Microsoft.
So that, well, 2,500 would still capture it, I think. Or 2,800. We'll try 2,800. If that doesn't work for capturing the glide slope, then
11,000 minus 1,800. 201.
I would do 2,800. If it doesn't work, I'll do 2,500.
King Air, November 026, descent to 9,000.
Descent to 9,000.
Roger, out of 10,500, 9,000, November, Zulu, 26.
10,000, minus 1,300, 19 or 8.
Toronto Center, Charlie Bravo, Julia Hotel, with you out of flight level 339.
9,000, minus 500,
Charlie Bravo, Juliet Hotel, Roger. Toronto Center, Alpha 308, level at flight level 330.
Roger, Alpha 308.
Level at 9,000.
Not bad sounds at all, I must say. Get flight time to destination.
Estimated flying time to Charlie, November, Kilo, 4, 30 minutes. Estimated time of arrival, 2:24 UTC.
So about 9:24. Well, I will mute and I'll be back closer to that time. Fuel quantity.
Our total fuel quantity is 452 gallons, 1711 liters.
We are guzzling that fuel. get current airspeed?
Current airspeed, 192 knots.
Get current indicated airspeed.
Current indicated airspeed, 180 knots.
I wonder if it would be a bad idea to probably floor this thing to max speed to get there faster and then switch it, put it back to 180 when we start approaching the destination. I think I will do that. Airspeed 300.
Roger. Airspeed 300.
Unless Eve won't actually let us do that. Get current airspeed.
Current airspeed 200 knots.
Get flight time to destination.
Estimated flying time to Charlie, November, Kilo, 4, 22 minutes. Estimated time of arrival, 2:23 UTC.
Get current airspeed.
Current airspeed, 234 knots. Current indicated airspeed, 300 knots.
Okay,
crossing over Yankee Quebec Alpha. Distance to next waypoint, 27 miles. Bearing 315.
King Air, November 226, maintain heading 025, spectators from the runway 35.
November Zulu 26.
Boat ILS approach frequency runway 35.
Sorry, that runway does not have an ILS approach.
King Air, November Zulu 26, from left heading 280.
Left 2280, November Zulu 26.
Airport is 25 miles, 11 o'clock.
Prepare to make a visual approach on runway 35.
Sorry. We must be no more than 7,000 feet ATL
King Air, November,
in order for me to perform a visual approach.
Reduce speed to 190, November Zulu 26.
Make heading 180.
Captain, I have set the navigation GPS switch to navigation 180. Roger.
King Air, November 226, send him in 4,000.
Out of 9,000, 4,000, November, Zulu, 26.
Descend and maintain 4,000. Roger.
Alright, so now when we get to 4,000, we'll be able to do visual.
Airport is 22
expect
miles,
vectors,
1 o'clock.
Runway 35. Expect vectors 35. Expect vectors runway 35.
King Air, November 026, contact approach on
119.5, November Zulu 26. Approach King Air, November Zulu 26 is with you, out of 8,000 IFR.
Roger, King Air, November Zulu 26, altimeter is 1024.
Get current altitude.
Current altitude, 7224 feet. 7,000 minus 1,700. 215.
Speed 2170.
170, November, Zulu 26.
Roger. Airspeed 170.
Prepare to make
November,
a
Zulu 26. Continue your turn to heading 280.
Roger. I made the course 3-5,
November,
and I will shortly be taking the aircraft towards the approach entry point. We are canceling our landing intentions. Roger.
November, Zulu 26.
Airspeed 150.
Roger. Airspeed 150.
Alright, I guess I'll wait until we get cleared for it, and then I'll do the prepare to make a visual approach. I don't like doing that though, because nah, you know what? I am gonna do that because it's gonna take forever to
find -1800 209.
Prepare to make a visual approach on runway 35. Prepare to make a visual approach on runway 35.
Roger. I made the course 351, and I will shortly be turning the aircraft towards the approach entry point. Distance to entry point, 15 miles.
Roger, 310, November, Zulu 26.
We are canceling our landing intentions. Roger. Heading set to 210. Roger.
Make heading 310.
4000, minus 1000 even, 203, bearing 310, level at 4000. Current heading 310.
Guys,
airport
is
22 miles, 1 o'clock.
Wait a minute. So this is annoying because I gotta go eat. So I can't pause the recording.
Worldwide cars, O1, worldwide cars, info, micro, TF3_fix.TF3_fix, world Microsoft flight profile, FSX, C profile, list, game, capture, dashboard, settings, start screen, edit, scene, object, stop recording, global sources, stop recording, submenu, context menu, start replay buffer, stop recording, and start replay buffer S, stop recording, and replay buffer, unavailable S, start replay buffer, stop recording, and start replay buffer S, stop recording, stop recording, and replay buffer, unavailable S, start replay buffer S, stop recording, and replay buffer, unavailable S, profile, FSX, scenes, edit, scene, stop recording, submenu.
Crap, well, I don't want to stop this recording. Could see if I can merge. No, I don't want to merge them either. Well, this is gonna suck. I wonder if I can. I'll need to edit this video. Put it on Dropbox, go over to iMovie and edit it, I guess. Well, I'll talk to you guys in a bit. Hopefully, I'll just edit this out and you won't have to hear it. So. Alright guys, I'm back, so let's continue this. Please continue. Please continue. Oh no.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
I hope, please continue.
Here, November Zulu 2-6, reduce speed to 150.
150, November Zulu 2-6.
Please continue.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Please continue. Man, you gotta be kidding me here, right? Let me see if I can, exit IYP from the task manager or something.
Secure desktop.
And then restart it. I mean, I'm
Windows sign-in dialog block switch user. Shut team on a network cancel the task manager link T.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Task manager file ATC process. ATC add-on. Process. It's your plane process. My process. It's your plane version 5. Third mode and cast out plus ES. List of items list. List of items data grid. List of items list.
Freeze on me.
Cortana. Freeze off. Task manager. List of items list. List of items data grid. And Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Profile. PF3 on worldwide cars. PF3. AT. Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Taskbar. Desktop list. Open Rock LR. It's your plane version 5.
Alright. Open up.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
You are in the offline mode. All server functions have been disabled. Hi, my name is Mike. I will be working alongside you today. Good evening, Captain Josh. You are in the offline mode. All server functions have been disabled. Radar contact for ATC is active. Local transition altitude 18,000 feet. I am ensuring that the aircraft is fully loaded in the simulator. Please wait. The time has been reset to
Microsoft.
It's your plane. We're ready to go. 4000-147. Level at 4000. Airport is 20 miles. 1 o'clock.
King Air, November, Zulu, 2-6. Say again.
King Air, November, Zulu, 2-6. Reduce speed to 150.
Airspeed 150.
Roger. Airspeed 150.
Get current indicated airspeed.
Current indicated airspeed, 150 knots.
I guess we're back on track, kinda. Get direction to airport.
The airport is at hour, 1 o'clock, 19 miles.
Right,
airport is 18 miles, 1 o'clock.
Get current heading.
Current heading, 311 degrees.
Get direction to airport.
The airport is at hour, 1 o'clock, 17 miles.
Alrighty.
Airport is 16 miles, 1 o'clock.
Right 2330 November Flight Zulu 26.
Heading set to 320.
Fly heading 330.
Heading set to 330. Roger.
That is what they said, isn't it?
King Air November Zulu 26. Say again.
King Air November Zulu 26. Turn right heading 330.
Now is our direction. Get direction to airport.
The airport is at hour 1 o'clock, 15 miles. Airport is 14 miles, 1 o'clock.
I really wish the expect vectors commander were. Expect vectors 3-5.
Until established on final 4, runway 35. November Zulu 26.
Descend to 2800. Descend to 2800.
Descend and maintain 2800. Roger. The local transition altitude is 18,000 feet.
Prepare to make a visual approach.
Airport
on 35.
Is 12 miles, 1 o'clock. Roger. I made the course 351, and I will shortly be turning the aircraft towards the approach entry point. Distance to entry point, 3 miles. Captain, this might be a good time to do the approach checklist.
Approach checklist.
Do you want me to assist you?
Affirmative.
Roger. I'll handle the landing. It's my plane. The fuel condition lever should be set to high idle. Check engine instruments. 3000.
Confirm.
Minus 1700. 182. Setting airspeed to 160.
Say again.
Level at 2800. Airport is 10 miles. 12 o'clock. 2800. Minus 600. 173. Level at 2800.
That is how I told me to capture the glide slope, hopefully. Hopefully we got it.
Airport is 9 miles, 12 o'clock.
Radio King Air, November Zulu 26. Would you close my IFR flight plan at this time?
King Air, November Zulu 26. Hunter, we'll close out your flight plan at 28.
November Zulu 26. Roger. Thank you.
Will shortly be making a gradual turn towards final approach. Flaps 20. Setting airspeed to 145. Landing gear down.
Good. Looks like we're gonna make it.
Gear down and locked. Everything is green. Distance to threshold, 6 miles. Starting our descent. Captain, I will be calling out AGL altitudes.
This is the threshold of 6 miles.
1800. Flaps 40, setting airspeed to 120. Captain, I am ensuring that the propeller pitch is set to high RPM, 1600. $1,500. $1,300.
Oh, okay, now the, it's probably not gonna say anything about the threshold anymore because we are landing.
$1,200.
So there is no glide slope, but we, I probably didn't have to descend to,
1,000. I'll handle the landing. It's my plane. 900. 800.
Damn, what is our current airspeed? Get current indicated airspeed.
Current indicated airspeed, 120 knots.
Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Okay.
Captain, I will exit the runway after touchdown so that we can contact local traffic. We have a port side crosswind component of 3 knots, 500, 400, approaching minimums. 300. 200. 200. Reducing speed.
150,
40, 30, 20, 10. Reverse thrust on.
Reverse thrust on. That did not sound like reducing speed.
Flaps on. Flaps on. The approach and landing checklists have been completed. Folks, on behalf of It's Your Plane Airlines, the captain and I would like to welcome you to Parry Sound, where the local time is 32 minutes past 9. Please remain in your seats until we have come to a complete stop at the gate and have turned off the seat belt sign. Thank you, Captain. We are exiting the runway now.
Wow, that was a rough landing. It did not sound like it reduced the speed at all. Exit at general aviation parking.
Captain, we are taxiing to parking area 2. Do you want me to run through the taxi to the gate or ramp checklist?
Affirmative.
Taxi lights on.
Taxi lights on.
The taxi lights are on. Landing lights off.
Landing lights off.
The landing lights are off. Strobe lights off.
Strobe lights off.
The strobe lights are off. Elevator trim set for takeoff. Elevator properly set for takeoff. Transponder on standby.
Confirm.
B-tot heater off.
B-tot heater off.
B-tot heater is off. The fuel condition lever should be set to low idle. The taxi to the gate or ramp checklist has been completed. Captain, we are now located in parking spot 2.
Alrighty.
Do you want me to run down the parking checklist?
Affirmative.
Taxi lights off.
Taxi lights off.
Taxi lights off. Parking brakes set. Throttles idle. Shut down engines.
Shut down engines.
The engines have been shut down. Beacon light off.
Beacon light off.
Beacon light off. Engine number 1 generator off.
Number
engine number
generator
2 generator off. Auto feather off.
Auto feather off.
The auto feather is off. Yaw damper off.
Yaw damper off.
Yaw damper off. Flight director off.
Flight director off.
The flight director is off. Doors opened. The parking checklist has been completed.
So that's kind of interesting. We did not fly with Interplane Airlines. Very interesting. And that would have been a pretty bad landing for an Interplane Airline flight. I mean, that just sounded... the wheels just like... That AccuFeel, man. That sounds pretty scary when the wheels just... touch down at high speeds like that. Resume checklist.
Do you want me to go through the shutdown checklist?
Affirmative.
Cabin music off. Avionics off.
Avionics off.
Avionics off. Navigation lights off.
Navigation lights off.
The navigation lights are off. Panel lights off.
Panel lights off.
The panel lights are off. Battery master switch off.
Battery master switch off.
The battery master switch is off. The shutdown checklist has been completed.
Well, guys, this flight was a success, and let me go and do worldwide cars.
Profile, FSX, TF-300, worldwide cargo 1, worldwide flight favorite only, selected 803 only, selected arrived.
Arrived, awesome.
Arrived, AR.
And I'm going to go
page.
To...
Pilot worldwide, pilot open, open, save, open, open, custom, change, air, put in, flight, move, start, flight, unavailable, stop, flight, stop, flight.
Stop flight.
In flight information. Driven proper pilot worldwide pilot operations. Open us putting flight start stop pilot flight. File zero files and approve your report. Log into worldwide virtual. Okay. Top okay. Screen review okay. Europe submitted successfully.
Europe submitted successfully. Awesome.
Worldwide cars.
So.
Flight favorite me only.
That's that. That is the third flight completed, and we've got about 22 more to go, I suppose. Oh, no, 23. So that's that, and I'm going to bid Mike a farewell. And I hope you guys will excuse the pause while I went to eat there. But there's no, you can't pause OBS, unfortunately. So it is what it is. I am going to, as I said, bid Mike farewell and end this video.
Microsoft Flight Simulator. Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Goodbye, Mike, and thank you.
Goodbye, Captain Josh.